Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Community Garden Revolution. My name is Mary Huckel, and it is gorgeous outside here in the Midwest. Of course, we feel sorry for the ones that are there along the East Coast. We're thinking about you on this snow that you're going to be getting. We had in the Midwest about the same kind of stuff that you're seeing. Not as many inches, but below us in Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee area, supposedly I think they're getting about 6 to 8 inches of snow or a foot. I'm not sure. They're in the mountains, but it was a big impact area there around Nashville, Tennessee. So we feel sorry for you on the East Coast. We don't want it. We've got sunshine. It's gorgeous outside. It's a little chilly. Yesterday was windy and chilly, but it was gorgeous sun. And we're hoping that the springtime is coming. Here in the Midwest, we're starting finally to see some of the trees with the buds on them coming out. For about a week or so, it's been where they've been kind of nestled there on the trees, but not quite out. But now they're starting to come out, and not all the trees, but some of them. And then, of course, we've been getting daffodils in our area, too. My mom just got a bunch of them today from a gentleman that she's having lunch with right now, and we always get daffodils from him, all kinds of other plants that he cuts off at home, and we're so excited about having those on our table. It looks fresh, it looks very colorful, and we're thinking Easter. That's what we're thinking. We're thinking Easter and spring. So we're very excited. We're going to have on the show today Diane Blazek, who is the executive director of the National Garden Bureau and All-America Selections. And she went last week to the Chicago Flower and Garden Show, and she's going to tell us the theme that they had and what the title was, and then also what she saw as possible trends or happenings or, you know, kind of give the pulse of what's going on. So we've got a lot of information that's going to be out today on the show. So do stay with us, and we appreciate your time today in being with us. Now, also last week I told you that we went by the Lowe's Home Improvement in our town, and just ran an errand, and we went by there also. They were just getting out some of their plants. Well, now since we've had our little snow, it was like a slush snow is what it was, very heavy. We didn't get too much. They said 1 to 3 inches, but I think it was just enough to cover the cars a bit and some of the grass. The sidewalks for sure were bad. So fortunately, the night before, I went ahead and cleared off a little bit of the sidewalk area where we are. But and it made a big difference, too, in the morning. But anyway, after that was done... Then the weather got a little bit, you know, gloomy and a lot of rain, and we had flooding, of course, in our area. And then it's gotten to the point now where all the plants are out of at Lowe's. Now, see, they do that because Easter's coming, and that's a big time for them to sell a lot of plants. So we were very pleased to see the carts from the back of the store, you know, where they have the big open area, and they bring it in just like a lot of other chain stores. And so they were bringing out the flowers, and it was so fun to see all the neat colors that were out, all the neat varieties. It was just so cool to see that spring is finally coming back. So we hope that that holds out. Again, it's very sunny here, but, of course, our East Coast friends are getting a lot of snow right now. It's the fourth Northeaster that has happened, and it's happened within a month's time. My goodness. So... hang on to your hats. But we've been very fortunate and blessed in our area. We've just mainly had, you know, slight snow and some ice, but we were able to get through it. And fortunately, our drivers are doing a lot better now. And the first snow, we had the least amount of accidents we've ever had in a snow situation. So that's great. But in our area in the Midwest, we just don't like snow. We like it to fall down. We like to sit on the ground for a second and go. So, but we're excited. I know you can hear it in my voice. It's just that it's a fun time of the year. My mother, on some of her ideas for planting, she's changed around the ideas again. So who knows what we're planting, but we are planting some of the standards, the same old things that are the basics. But once in a while, we like to zip it up and, you know, test out things or try something new and different. And, again, mom's decided to change her mind on what we're doing with that, too. which a lady can do. A lady has a prerogative. We want to say congratulations to the USDA and all those farmers out there. Last week was Ag Day in our nation, and so Secretary of State Perdue was celebrating that, and also with the Vice President Pence. And that was National Agricultural Day proclamation is what he did. And we are so proud of what the farmers do and all the new things that they are coming out with, ways to grow food. They are having to change. It's part of it. It's a new generation that they're trying to bring in. And, of course, the ex-military folks to give them jobs so we can fill in the slots for having more farmers. And they are seeing a lot of changes in their system with producers, ranchers, the foresters, for sure. It's everybody together that pitches in to make a part of our agriculture. So there are changes on the horizon. This particular Secretary Sonny Perdue for the Ag Department is really on fire, and I think you're going to see a lot more changes this year than you did last year. Last year, we were just trying to get up running and get the import-export situation taken care of better. And they are starting to see huge gains in that. That's great. And then working deals with nations that have caused problems in the past. So it's about change and trying to get ahead of what's happening in the food system. And that's very important. Also remember to put your calendar. I'll talk about a little bit later on in the show about the American Community Gardening Association with their event that's going to be September 13th through the 16th. That is their annual conference that they're going to be having, and they always have a great showing at that, and we'll give you ticket information and other information, too, about how you can get involved. So we'll be back, and we'll soon be listening to some information from the Diane Blasek of the All-America Solutions. I'm sorry, I'm on fire today. We've had so many visitors today, and I got more coming, and someone wants to talk to me about a contract, they say, so about her situation. But Diane Blasek, the executive director of the National Garden Bureau and All-America Selection, she's going to be with us here in a moment. So hold tight. You're listening to Community Garden Revolution. My name is Mary Huckel. To Community Garden Revolution. My name is Mary Huckel, and we're just going to get right to it. We've got online the Executive Director of the National Garden Bureau and All-America Selections, Diane Blasek, and she's going to tell us about what she was doing last week. She was at a great flower and garden show there in Chicago. Hello, Diane. What's the scoop?
Hi. Well, it was kind of good to play hooky for a day and go to see flowers at a show.
That's what it was, folks. She saw a neat stand along the street there on Michigan Avenue and decided she was going to be eating something from the stand or the fruit, the food trucks. And, of course, they wouldn't have a food truck on Michigan Avenue. But that's where she was, folks. That's really where she was. So did they have this flower and garden show at McCormick Center? Was it Navy Pier? Where was it?
It's at Navy Pier, and I don't know the exact number of years, but it's been at Navy Pier for quite a while. I've been going for at least 10 years, and I've always seen it at Navy Pier. There was a little bit of time it hopped out to the suburbs for a while, but before that it was downtown also. So it's got a nice long history of being right in the city.
Oh, I'll be darned. That's great, and that's a great place to go. I've not been to Navy Pier. Now, my mom has, and she really likes it. But all righty, gal, so what was the theme of this year's event, and what did you see that maybe was kind of interesting or kind of like the trends or what you kind of see that could be the trends?
Well, this is very interesting as far as what the theme was this year, because I think a lot of gardeners also love to read, and the theme was called Flower Tales, T-A-L-E-S, Every Garden Has a Story to Tell. So they worked in partnership it was a really cool theme. I loved it. So they worked with a local book bank that serves low-income neighborhoods, children who, don't have access to books. And the Chicago Flower and Garden Show always has a partner where they donate proceeds to. And so it's called Brody's Book Bank. And so this book bank has a grand goal of contributing or donating about was it 3 million books this year? I want to say that the number was really high. And so
goodness,
that was good. And then what went along with it is, you know, you think of all these mini children's books or even adult books, and a lot of them have gardening themes. So a lot of the displays worked with different stories and different themes to build their garden. Like there was a Harry Potter tablescape. There was Chronicles of Narnia. You know, I could just go on and on. And it was amazing to see the interpretations via gardens of a lot of these books.
Cool. That is a superb thing. And how well did that go over with people? And were they excited more about possibly going to books to read about gardening or the stories or whatever? Or even the pictures? Because I've done a picture book before of different nations, of their flower gardens. And it was really cool. And I also had about 6 former presidents that I could use the presidential libraries. Now, Lady Bird, her garden, the Lady Bird's garden thing there in Texas, I asked for permission, but they had I think it was 10,000 pictures that you could use, that it was public domain or something of that sort is what they called it. And I was like, I didn't even know they had that. I went ahead and was graciously asking people, can I use your pictures? So how is it that what do you see that the excitement is about more books or learning? Because with people going to computers and something like that, they are not paying too much attention to books. So maybe this is the way they were trying to curb that and introduce more books to people.
Yeah, that I think you bring up an excellent point. That might have been kind of a subtle theme of it too, because, you know, in the gardening industry, we're saying get off your phone and get in the garden. So that's why I'm saying I think there is a connection with people who like to read and people who like to garden. And I mean, I came back so impressed that we did a blog topic on it on our National Garden Bureau website, and we went through and we just put a bunch of pictures there and showed how each one of these garden designers were interpreting the theme or carrying out, you know, a whole book topic or,
cool,
you know, whatever you have.
So
yeah,
they had,
so we did.
Like different designers give you kind of ideas of what you could do with gardens or the colors or textures or something.
And it's great because it's indoor gardens and outdoor gardens. And indoor gardens could have been, you know, some houseplants or cut flowers. They had a lot of tablescapes. There was a Beauty and the Beast tablescape, so they had the big black chairs and all the red roses around it. The Alice in Wonderland had a bunch of tulips on the table and little teacups filled with various types of decorated cookies. There was one garden where they had metal flowers, and then actual books were on a metal stake, and those look like the leaves. It was just amazing to see all the different things.
That is so cool. That is so cool. I mean, at least they're trying to integrate, you know, different kinds of media forms and whatever, because you all have a lot of literary agents up there, and maybe they're trying to also keep that business going. But I remember years ago, and I don't know what the people do now, but years ago, coffee tables would often have the books of, you know, different flowers and gardens and that kind of thing. And it was just part of what you had. If you had a parlor, if you had a nice living room area for, you know, to meet and greet people, that kind of thing or whatever. So, but again, I don't know what people do in today's world, but because everything's changing, you know, saying it's not like what we all grew up with. It's not a lot what's going on. So, we have the same friends are still alive, so you have to kind of live our life, you know, what's going on. But what do you see as far as any kind of trends or changes from last year, or do you see anymore, or do you feel that it's like colors that's really popular this year, or what do you see that's going to be this year?
You know, the Pantone color is purple, but did I see a lot of purple at the show? Not necessarily. I think a lot of people are like me, and they're like, if you like this color, use it in the garden. So I did not see one specific color trend. You know, they always have a tulip garden. They had a big area of hyacinths, which just smelled wonderful. They had a children's garden. They had an area where they feature local artists, and it's all by females. There's another area that focuses on photography in the garden. So what I really liked is that it wasn't just one part about gardening. If you're interested in cut flowers, there's something for you. If you're interested in window boxes, there's something for you. If you want to garden through the lens of your camera, there was something for you. If you want to cook and you're all about culinary gardening, they had a big stage where they have chefs that come and demonstrate different dishes. The cake decorating, you know, they have decorated cakes around for part of the show, as long as the cake will hold up, you know, in temperatures
right.
like that.
And the edible flowers, did they use edible flowers then on those?
There was a few, I think a couple of the tablescapes had them included, and a couple of the chefs used them also. So, yeah, you know, that's, I'm not going to call that a trend because I think that's here to stay. The use of foliage.
Oh, it was back in
roses.
The 70s that was real
yeah.
big.
yeah.
When Schnucks there in St. Louis, we have a few stores here, and they were kind enough to put little containers of different edible flowers. And I can't remember if they told us, you know, what they were or whatever, but I think they did. And that was real popular back in the 70s.
yeah. Well, and I would say that
here.
It's back, you know, just like foliage, just
good.
Like macrame hangers. Macrame hangers, I mean, those are all over the place, and I made those in high school. So they're really popular again.
Yeah, they were.
You know,
they were.
Yeah. Yeah. So
oh,
what's old is new again.
It's kind of interesting on that part, but again, we don't know how to balance the two situations. You've got today's world going on, and then you've got, you know, what we all grew up with, and it's tight as far as I figure out. Okay, now this is really how we like to see it done, but, you know, they're doing it this way. So, but all right. So then some of the vendors that you got to talk with, did you hear any kind of information through the nation about people who were more active and wanting to grow more flowers or wanting to do more gardening displays or where when we grew up again, there are more garden displays, it seemed like, you know, or more garden landscaping. The landscaping of today in our area is a little different. It's got a lot more rocks and pebbles and that kind of thing to cover the grass kind of thing. And water features, they're adding a lot more water features. Did you see any kind of differences from last year to this year on something like that?
Not really. I apologize.
It's the Oops. Operator. It's me. Go ahead.
I was going to say.
She's the operator.
Aquascapes always has a big feature there to show different types of water features in your garden. You know, a lot of the landscape contractors put up displays, and they have retaining walls and paver patios. So that's always part of it. And then you just throw in different things, and you've got a lot of different breeders. I know Suntory was there with their Cinettis, and Proven Winners was there with a display. I can't even remember.
Oh, good.
A couple of the local garden centers had displays. So it was huge. I mean, there was a market that was selling bulbs and live plants. There was somebody selling cut flowers. Again, I really liked how broad it was because, you know, were people coming there and trying to figure out how to garden? Some of them were. Some of them had never touched a flower. On Friday, there was a bunch of school groups there. So bringing in the kids, there's a Chicago high school group that did a huge display. They had the Chronicles of Narnia as a display. They actually had a kid dressed up as the part man, part goat, you know, character. I can't even remember what he was called in the book. And he was just standing there with a big smile on his face. It was adorable. But, it was something for everybody. And so, you know, like, was there an overwhelming theme of, oh, we're looking for this? There's so many people that attended that I think somebody was looking for something different.
Wow. I think Proven Winner sends Alan P. Smith usually to that one. They have their different shows that they send, you know, Alan at. And I think during the wintertime, I think that's one of the ones, the top ones on his list, I think. To be like a speaker or whatever.
Yeah, I'm
so
looking at the list of speakers, and there's a huge number of speakers, too. And, you know, if there's trends here, of course, a lot of people talk about pollinators. There were just as many people talking about ornamentals as edibles, indoor versus outdoor. So there was a lot of variety with the speakers, too, and I think they were very well attended. There was one that I was at on Thursday, and it was standing room only.
Oh, my lads. Oh, isn't that exciting, though? Because people are getting back to the basics, and I think that's
right,
wonderful.
Right.
I don't know what we'll see or not see on that score because different generations, but I think it's great that people are doing that in many ways of their lives because we just have to say, wait a minute, let's reset here. Let's reset.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, lands. So on your side of things and whatever, are you already hearing excitement about any kind of I always ask about the trends, because usually the first part of the spring or whatever, you start seeing the trend. And then the rest of the season, it seems like it just carries through. So do you see anything about new products that people were buzzing about, or new ideas of how to grow things that maybe there's a tip or an idea that someone could have, or what you hear?
You know, one of the things that is kind of sticking in my mind, and it's funny how you're talking about, oh, you know, this was a trend when you were little, and I did the same thing. When I was, like, in high school, I was drying cut flowers just at home, you know, and I think I used kitty litter back then. I'm not even sure what I was using. But these days, a lot more people are interested in locally grown and what's better than growing it in your own backyard. So we're seeing a huge interest in, like with our All America Selections winners, huge interest in the ones that they can grow for cut flowers so that they make their own bouquets. And if they choose to dry them, they can do that, or they're growing them for their own wedding. So we did a whole blog post on grow your own wedding flowers. So
yes,
to me, that's one of the things that I see that seems quite interesting right now.
Wow, that's very interesting, because a lot of this stuff, like you say, you know, the macrame and so on, that, you know, we take for granted that should always be here, but it's not. And the edible flower thing situation, I remember that really big in the mid to late 70s, and then it kind of petered off, I think, for a little bit, and it's harder to find, but now there's some other stores that have that. But those are really great around wedding times. And they're edible flowers, and I even did that a few times. I had my parents eat it, of course. They kind of looked at me like, mm-hmm. But they went ahead and ate it. It looks good on cake or cupcakes. So the people that, when they wanted to do their own, again, we've been around people growing their own stuff for years, so it's just natural for us. But do you see the younger generation trying to say, hey, you know, that might be something that we could do to make it look like we're homey, or have, you know, a good home atmosphere or whatever? Are you seeing that age group is even changing their tunes a little bit and realizing that, hey, that might be good for the soul, good to grow something, or good for your mental, not your mental necessarily, but that your psyche, your psychology, that you're able to grow something and nurture it to make it look really super. Are you seeing that group do anything?
Yeah, I think that's where the big explosion really is. It's not necessarily people like me who are reverting back to their teenage years. I do think it's that younger generation, the 20s, early 30s, where they're very concerned about the environment. They want to know what kind of carbon footprint is. So instead of buying flowers that they know have been imported from South America, they're going to grow their own. And then as far as, you know, from economic standpoint of, well, we're getting married and, you know, we really want to have some flowers, but our budget won't allow for this, so I'm going to make my own bouquets or my own centerpieces. So, yeah, I think for all the reasons you named, plus a few, that, yeah, we're getting the younger generation to do that.
Oh, good. Now, I hope they start growing some more vegetables, too, fruits and vegetables. The medical arena, thank goodness, is finally coming around to push, you know, people eating more fruits and vegetables. So that's exciting. I think that's going to be exciting for the next few years on that part. The American Community Gardening Association, they're going to have their big conference in Atlanta, and they're going to talk about Ag-Atlanta is what they're going to do. That's September 13th through the 16th. And, you know, everybody's trying to go back and show that here's what the small farms do, the urban farms. Here's what the community gardens do and how they interconnect with everybody. And I think that's great. Food hubs was about 3 or 4 years ago a big trend that was happening, that opened and exploded more. So I'm hoping that people go back more to the basics. We need that so much right now. We just do. I think we've hit a wall on a lot of things, and we need the basics, because that's going to help you make better decisions, I believe, just in my mind.
Right.
So is anything that you want to continue and tell us about? I'm going to go ahead and roll on to the American Community Gardening Association and their event, because I told people I'd tell them some information about it. And I appreciate your time today. Wow, we went over your 10 or 12 minutes, gal.
my apologies, but it was great information, and we'll just come back in another
super
time and talk about more things.
Oh, I appreciate it. I really do, because I'm familiar with that program, that show up there, and because Proven Winners is a part of our magazine, I'm familiar just a little bit about, you know, what they do with P. Allen Smith, and now they have a girl, Terry something or other, that I get things there so often from her. But it's exciting to see that people are coming back to doing more gardening. We need the basics, and Lord knows we need the color outside. So, and I know in our area where we are, people like to try to outdo each other, you know, with the color or what kind of things you're doing this year, and, you know, that kind of stuff. So we go through it too. All righty, gal. Well, that, I appreciate your time today. I sure do. And that's Diane Blasek, who is the executive director of the National Garden Bureau and All America Selections. We just do appreciate your time today. Thank you, gal.
Thank you so much.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am. All right. So we're going to go ahead and tell you the dates again about the American Community Gardening Association. That's going to be September 13th through the 16th, and that's going to be in Atlanta, and it's the 39th annual conference that they're going to have. And they're going to have people from local, national, international, and professionals come talk. Also, former past presidents, certain presidents, board members who are all across the nation. They split it up so they're all across the nation. And they're going to be talking about different things. Government officials are invited this year. They've got they want to use transitioning from community gardens to urban farms, which is correct. That's what's happening a lot. That's real popular right now. That's a great tool to understand. Feeding the underserved communities, which there's a lot of. Utilizing gardening as a tool. They also want to talk to local gardeners and also gardeners across the nation to find out what they're going through. So that's a big thing happening this year, and they're so excited about being there because that's near where the headquarters is in Georgia. So that is the American Community Gardening Association, their annual conference, and do look up on the website, and you can get the information there where to get ticket information, hotel stay, the whole thing, because they do get a discount, and they have a big gala event now that they've done the last few years. They now feel that they can do that and shine and really focus on networking with each other. So do check that out. And we were so glad to have Diane with us here today to talk to us about the Chicago Flower and Garden Show that was there last week. And she's the executive director of the National Garden Bureau and All America Selections. So we're just so glad that she took the time to talk to us. Wow, wasn't that great information, folks? Well, you've been listening to the Community Garden Revolution. My name is Mary Huckel, and have a great Community Garden Day.